This didn't start in a pulpit. It didn't start in a studio. It didn't start with a microphone. It started with blueprints, with archives, with records, with original designs hidden away, protected, preserved, priceless. For over a decade, I worked inside an architectural firm, managing blueprints and microfilm, guarding original plans that could not be replaced. Because without the blueprint, renovation becomes guesswork. And long before I ever taught identity, God was teaching me something quietly. Never change a structure until you understand the original design. That principle didn't stay in buildings. It followed me into people. I am a licensed minister, but my ministry was framed long before a title. It was framed through sound, through structure, through scripture. I've created over 240 identity songs, not just to inspire motion, but to rewire belief. Because faith travels through hearing, and repetition builds pathways. Sound isn't decoration, sound is delivery. Every lyric carries truth, every melody embeds belief, every repetition strengthens identity. These songs are not entertainment, they are neural blueprints. Truth moving from information into internal structure. And beyond the songs, I've created thousands of frameworks, acronyms, principles, positive pictures, stories, not random tools, but framing systems. Because the mind needs structure before truth can dwell. Just like a building needs a frame before walls can stand. I don't just teach scripture, I help people host it. That blueprint mindset followed me into real estate development. Where others saw buildings to demolish, I saw structures to redeem. I learned how to restore without erasing, how to preserve identity while upgrading function. Some of those buildings received city awards for historical preservation. Because true restoration doesn't destroy the past, it redeems it. That same gift now operates in people. I don't tear people down. I help them remember who they were before the damage. That's identity architecture. I've also created over 1,000 audio tracks for KG Radio, a living sound environment designed to frame belief. Tracks that help people align their beliefs, their thinking, and their words. Tracks that retrain self-talk to honor God and honor the finished work of Jesus. Tracks that teach the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. Because we don't live trying to earn. We live from what's already been given. A better covenant with better promises. Christ in us, not visiting us, not hovering over us, living inside us. That revelation changes everything. Because if God lives in you, then there is a mansion within you. Rooms, realms, frameworks waiting to be furnished. And God is redeeming mankind through people who know who they are. I also serve entrepreneurs, teaching success secrets hidden in scripture. Because wisdom is the principal thing. My book, Ice Revelation, wealth flows where wisdom goes, reveals 31 success secrets discovered through the life of King Solomon, showing how information, comprehension, and execution become live revelation. Not hustle, not striving, but wisdom. And just like David writing songs in the fields before stepping into kingship, God was training me all along. Through blueprints, through buildings, through sound, through systems, this isn't coincidence. It's construction. I didn't stumble into this calling. I was framed for it. I don't build people. I empower people to build their inner worlds according to heaven's design. Because when the foundation is aligned, the city can rise.
You need to hear this. Your life is not random. Your path is not accidental. And your calling is not a mistake. What you've lived through was not wasted time. What you've worked in was not a detour. And what you've carried was not unnecessary weight. God does not qualify people randomly. He qualifies them intentionally. Every season you've walked through was training. Every job you held was preparation. Every skill you picked up was a tool placed in your hands. Even the things that didn't make sense then make sense now when viewed through calling. You didn't just learn how to do something. You learned how to see. And God trains sight before he releases assignment. If you've ever wondered why your life connects dots other people don't see, why you step into chaos and bring order, why you hear God where others hear noise, it's because your calling has been forming longer than you realized. Your gifts didn't show up late. They showed up on time. And the delays you felt were depths being added. God doesn't rush construction when he's building something that has to last. You are not behind. You are being aligned. What looks like different experiences is one continuous training ground. You weren't drifting. You were being framed to carry responsibility, framed to steward people, framed to handle weight without collapsing. And don't miss this. The same God who called you also qualified you. Not after the calling, but through the journey. So stop questioning your resume. Stop minimizing your story. Stop apologizing for the road you walked. He needed that version of you for this assignment now. Your calling is not an accident. Your preparation was not accidental. And your timing is not late. You are standing exactly where heaven intended you to stand. Now walk it out. With confidence, with humility, and the assurance that what God started in you was designed to be finished through you. Your life makes sense in God's hands.